This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It is good to have you with us as we talk about transportation here in the Valley today. We're going to look at the construction season that is wrapping up in many areas and the winter season that lies ahead. We'll also be updating you on that huge CSVT project that continues after several years and has a number of years to go before it is complete. We have been joined today by PennDOT's Community Relations Coordinator, Dave Thompson. Also with us, Ted Diptula, who is an assistant construction engineer with PennDOT. He is going to tell us more about the projects, including the CSVT, on today's program. Gentlemen, we want to thank you for joining us on the WPGM Community Forum.
Dave, let's look at the summer. We're just wrapping up, first of all, some of the big projects that got accomplished.
The big one, Matt, as you probably know, is CSVT, and that is moving along very well. The river bridge is rising up out of the valley, and it's moving along. Work on the northern section is progressing well. The southern section right now is in design, so we're moving along with that. Some of your listeners may be interested in the Duke Street project, which Ted will also talk about. You know, and that's moving along. There's been some challenges with that, but it is progressing. Those are probably the two big ones that your listeners were probably interested in.
And sometimes the projects we see aren't necessarily PennDOT, but municipalities, because everywhere I went this summer to try to avoid construction, there was construction.
District 3 maintains 4,500 miles of roadway and to about 2,900 bridges, but there are municipal roads as well, and it is the season. I mean, this is construction season, and everybody that maintains a road has got something going on, I'm sure. But there's a lot of construction. This has been a busy construction season for District 3 and statewide. You know, it just kind of goes with the season.
And, of course, you got that underpass situation in Northumberland right now, which is blocking traffic coming into Northumberland, so those are being detoured as well.
The railroad underpass in Northumberland is scheduled to be shut down for the winter time at this point. The contractor will complete its work in the middle of December. They did propose to work through the winter, and we're looking at what would happen if they did work through the winter. So that has not been determined whether or not they'll continue to work through the winter, but the work that they're performing right now will be completed by mid-December.
All right, and we'll get back to Ted in a few minutes for more details on the other projects. But winter coming, you can't really say what you can expect, but you do this on a kind of a several-year rotating basis,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, we use a five-year average for as far as our winter budget's concerned. Winter is unpredictable. You know, the weather can be quite volatile, but this is what we do. Our county maintenance organizations in the nine counties that are in PennDOT District 3, and again, statewide. You know, this is the time of year when we're prepping up with that. We're making sure we have plenty of material on hand, salt and anti-skid, which is our stones, and making sure our operators are up to, staffing levels and make sure that they're trained. And that they have the routes, mapped out. Our winter services operators make dry runs this time of year to make sure they're familiar with their routes. That's pretty much what we're getting ready to do right now, is getting ready for winter.
And compared to 30 years ago, I mean, there's a lot that's changed as far as you can find out where the plows are and kind of see where they're going.
Yeah, we have what we call an AVL system. That it's basically a GPS tracker that you can go on our 511 PA website. There's an icon that you can click that shows where snow plows are located at any given time, and also shows kind of a breadcrumb view of where they've been over time during an event.
My one coworker and I have a theory that people completely forget what snow is from one winter to the next, because the first flakes start falling and there's like 20 accidents. What should we keep in mind when the flakes start to fall?
Well, we don't call them accidents at PennDOT. We call them crashes. And the reason for that is because driver behavior plays such a huge role in whether a car can stay between the lines on a roadway. So when it starts to snow and there's precipitation, whether it's freezing rain or snow or ice buildup on the road, you know, we just want the motorists to keep that in mind and to slow down and to drive according to conditions. Give the motorists in front of them plenty of space, because you increase your stopping distance when there's ice and snow on the roadways. PennDOT does not have a bare roadway policy. Certainly when high volumes of snow are coming down or there's sleet or freezing rain, our goal is to keep roads safe and passable, but you can expect during certain times for there to be snow on the roadways, and they need to slow down.
And maybe I'm optimistic, but I always feel like PennDOT is doing a good job with few exceptions, but obviously I'm sure you get a lot of negative feedback in the winter as well, because it's never quite what Joe Average thinks should be done.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we get a lot of complaints, but we do get some complaints about our roads. But people need to understand when there's a lot of snow falling on the ground and accumulating on our roadways, that obviously our interstates are going to be our highest priority, because that has the highest volumes. Roads and our other high-volume roadways are going to get the priority attention. So if you're on a road where it's snowing and a certain number of inches are falling per hour, and you have a plow truck that's coming by every 2 hours, you're going to have some snow on the roadways. As you suggested, we do get complaints, but I think we've done a very good job of keeping our roadways, again, safe and passable. And I think the residents and the people who use our roadways have high expectations for what we do. And I think, we try to deliver that.
And a lot of the this summer, part of your job was keeping us all up to date on road closures, because we had, three or four rounds of flooding. I forget how many. I lost track. But so that's the, when we say, hey, that'll be on our website, that's all because of Dave. So we on behalf of our listeners, thank you for the information, because that's hard. That's got to be a task to keep up with.
It is. And as you said, I think we've had four or five heavy rain incidences that resulted in flooding. But to me, it seems like one big long incident that happened since towards the end of July. It was a challenge. It kept the District 3 press office hopping pretty much around the clock for extended periods of time. And I try to stay positive about that, because I realize that we have our county maintenance folks that are out there that are actually out in that weather, closing roads, checking on conditions, throughout our network. We have bridge inspectors that are going out there and checking bridges under pretty miserable conditions, and other folks. It was a challenge to keep on top of all that. But there are people within working for the district that were doing stuff under much more unfavorable conditions than what we were doing.
Always could be worse somewhere else, right?
yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm thankful for the people that we have working for us and how dedicated they are. We had some folks who were really putting a lot of work in and really busting their tails, making sure that bridges were safe, figuring out what work needed to be done, and doing that work and trying to get our roads open.
So from construction / flood season to winter, and that's where we're heading now.
Yeah,
But thanks for the information and for keeping us up to date. Let's move over to Ted a bit. We talked a bit about the underpass situation, but the Northumberland Duke Street project as a whole, is the second season. Is that planned for one or two more?
It's planned for one more full season, and in 2020 there'll be a little bit of cleanup work to do, maybe some finishing touches on the project. So there'll be a little bit of work in 2020, but it won't impact traffic near as much as it did the previous 3 years.
Okay. And how has that progressed? I mean, has it been on schedule? I know you had some issues where things weren't going quite as they were expected.
Things went well until we put a shovel in the ground. Once we put a shovel on the ground, we hit things unexpected, and we had a plan, and we had to revise the plan, and then we had to re-revise the plan. So it's been a challenge. However, we've been working through those challenges, and the borough of Northumberland and its community, its businesses have been very patient with us. But we are making some really good progress right now. The current status of Duke Street is we're down to our final two phases, which are only about a half a block each. So we'll be completing that portion of the project, the Duke Street portion of the project, by wintertime. Front Street, we're making some progress too. We wanted to get an early start in the spring, ran into problems right off the bat that put us a month and a half, 2 months behind schedule. So we're finishing, as you come into town, the left side of the road currently. We have part of the right side completed, and we're going to complete another portion, a couple blocks worth, on the right side before winter. And then next spring, we'll have a few blocks to go between where W&L Subaru used to be down to Prince Street. And then we'll have to pave the entire Front Street. Next season, we'll be doing the concrete pavement at the intersection of Duke and Water Street, which is the intersection of Route 147 and Route 11. There's a couple blocks of concrete pavement. That'll take place from the beginning of March until the 4th of July. So we'll complete that portion of the work. And then after the 4th of July, we get to the real, real busy intersection of King and Water Streets. We'll be doing some work on Water Street and some work on King Street from next July until winter. And there's plenty of challenges with those phases because of all the utilities above and below the ground. It's underground, it's almost like spaghetti, and we're trying to thread a needle through there, which is definitely going to be a challenge. So, but once it's completed, that road should last a very, very long time, and traffic should be running a lot smoother. The road will be wider at those intersections that I discussed, and we expect to have a lot less congestion when the project is completed.
Okay, and I've kind of enjoyed watching the progress because, you know, just today I came through, there was some new pavement laid down, and like we were talking about the flooding, there were some lakes less over the summer when we had some of those events, but definitely making progress, and that's always good to see. Now, there were, traffic lights were added temporarily, but for folks that wonder, will they stay or might they stay?
The temporary traffic signals are there only for traffic control purposes. They're installed now, and they'll remain activated until the end of next construction season. So at the end of the construction season in 2019, we'll remove those temporary signals, and it'll go back to the way it was before construction.
And I think some people actually like that. And that's one thing. One part of the construction people are liking. I know going through Northumberland, it's actually helpful. So I know there was talk of the borough saying, you know, could we afford to do this ourselves? So
right. The borough or the temporary traffic signals were brought up at a borough meeting. And there were some people on both sides of the fence. A lot of people did like them and would like them permanently. But some of the people who lived in those neighborhoods wanted to see them go away. So they will be going away.
Okay. That's however you stand on it, they're going away. All right. CSVT, as we are sitting here just a few hundred yards, I guess, from the bridge, which you said you can't see out the window because of trees, but we are extremely close to it as we sit here for the interview today. That started, like, what was this actual shovels beginning on that? I'm trying to think back.
The CSVT River Bridge got started in fall of 2015. That was the first of four construction projects for the northern section. Just a reminder, CSVT is broken down into northern section, which goes from just south of Montandon to just south of Winfield. And then the southern section, which is under design right now, goes from Winfield down to Sealands Grove. So I'll talk about the construction of the northern section. As I said, the River Bridge was the first of four contracts, and that was the largest signature contract of the entire project because it is such a large bridge. It's almost a mile long, and it's a high structure. It's up to 180 feet high, which is like an 18-story building. So it's the largest, highest bridge in our 9-county area. So that got started in the fall of 2015. It's scheduled to be completed in the summer, early fall of 2020. And the status of that currently is the contractor is working overhead on the west side of the river, meaning they're installing beams currently in preparation to pour the deck in the spring of next year. They're setting the beams today for span two, and once they complete that in about a week and a half, 2 weeks, they'll start setting the beams for span one. That'll take about 3 weeks to set those beams, and that side of the river will be completed for this year. We don't want to pour concrete for the deck in the wintertime. It's too hard to keep it heated in the cold weather. On the east side of the river, from the island to just on the other side of 147, they're working in the ground trying to construct the piers. So they're working on a couple foundations. One pier is starting to rise above the ground, but there's pier 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, six piers that they're working on the foundations or the stems of the piers.
Okay. And now, once the bridge is finished, it's not going to be really used for a while till the southern section is complete?
Well, actually, it will be. The other three contracts that I spoke of up for the northern section, two of them are currently under construction. The first one is from the river bridge north. So it's from the Northumberland side up towards Montandon. That will be completed. That's just the earthwork and the structures. That will be completed next summer. On the other side of the river at the Winfield side is basically from the river bridge to the Winfield interchange. That project will be completed this fall. The fourth contract was recently bid, and we're still going through the paperwork process to award it, but that contract should get started in the springtime, and that is a paving contract. That'll pave the entire northern section from just south of Montana and all the way to the Winfield interchange. That is scheduled to be completed in 2022. However, in 2021, we're expecting it to be open to traffic, including the river bridge. So you can get from Montandon to Winfield via the CSVT roadway.
Okay.
So the river bridge, to get back to your question, the river bridge will be opened sometime around 2021.
So in about 3 years, that'll be part of the system here, even though it doesn't yet continue to Sealands Grove.
That's correct. It won't continue all the way down to Sealands Grove until the southern section is completed.
Okay. And that southern section in design phase now, you said, well, when will we actually start to see dirt moving?
The current status of that project is currently the southern section, we're waiting for clearance from the environmental agencies to continue with the final design. We're still in preliminary design, but we do have an alignment. We're going around the ash basins instead of through the ash basins. And once we have the approval from the environmental agencies, we can go to the next phase, which is coordination with utilities and property owners, purchasing right-of-way, and putting the finishing touches on the design. Construction of that section may be able to start as early as 2021. That's still yet to be determined, depending on what hurdles we need to go through during the design phase.
Okay.
So it could start that early, or it may be a little bit later, depending on what we run into.
Okay. Now, is the connector going to be built at the same time, or is that going to come after the southern section the roadway is finished?
And that's one of the big discussions from a constructability standpoint in this current design phase. We are debating what is the best way to construct this project. Do we have a separate project for the connector, or do we construct it all at once? Either way, that section of CSVT should be open roughly at the same time, whether it's one contract or two contracts. But the connector, the 61 connector over to Sunbury, will be part of that bigger project. That should be open sometime 2025, 2026. It depends on how the design goes and how construction goes.
So another 8 years or so till that entire thing is, everything is operating. Okay. All right. A lot of information, but kind of puts it in place in my head, hopefully our listeners as well, and kind of get the idea of where it's going. Now, you had the setback in the summer with the crane collapse. So was that, did that have a big impact, or was it kind of, seems like the road was back up and running pretty quick, but was there a conclusion as to what happened? Was it just the all the rain?
Sure. No, that was part of the third construction project, which was the Winfield Interchange, basically. And what had happened, we were installing a beam across Route 15, so we had traffic stopped in each direction to do that work. And we were doing that work at night because of the amount of traffic on Route 15. And the crane collapsed due to an operator error. And although that's still under investigation, we can say that it wasn't fault of anything that had to do with the rain. It was an operator error. And as far as the setback goes, it did do some damage to the bridges that they were working on that they had to repair. They had to replace two beams that were installed, do some work on the roadway, and do some work to some of the abutments. That did delay the contractor a little bit, but he was pretty far ahead of schedule at that time. So they still plan on completing that project this winter, as was originally anticipated.
Thanks for joining us on the program today. We have been talking with Ted DePtula, Assistant Construction Engineer with the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. He was focusing today on the construction projects like the CSVT and the Northumberland Streets Project. We've also been hearing from Dave Thompson, Community Relations Coordinator with PennDOT, about the construction season and the winter ahead. Gentlemen, thanks for being with us today on the program, and we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.